bismillahi rrahmani rrahim shaykhi wa sanadi murshidi wa maulai hazrat maulana shah hakim mohammad akhtar sahab adamullah fuzuhum alaina unka main kalam suna raha hu unka ek sher hai pehle wo samat farmaiye dil tarapta hai mera seene mein dil tarapta hai mera seene mein aur tarapta kyun hai ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں دل تڑپتا ہے میرا سینے میں اور ہائے پہنچوں گا کب مدینے میں جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور ایک شعر سن لیجیے حضرت والا کا تو نے ان کی راہ میں طاعت کی لذت بھی چکھی تو نے ان کی راہ میں طاعت کی لذت بھی چکھی تو نے ان کی راہ میں طاعت کی لذت بھی چکھی ہاں شکستے آرزوں کا بھی مقام قرب دیکھ ہاں شکستے آرزوں کا بھی مقام قرب دیکھ بہت اونچی بات ہے اس کی تشریح میں حضرت مانا کو چھوڑ دیتا ہوں ہاں شکستے آرزوں کا بھی مقام قرب دیکھ سر فروشی دل فروشی جاں فروشی سب صحیح سر فروشی دل فروشی جا فروشی سب صحیح یعنی سب کچھ ہم کو آتا ہے لیکن پی کے خونے آرزوں پھر کیف جام قرب دیکھ پی کے خونے آرزوں پھر کیف جام قرب دیکھ تو نے ان کی راہ میں طاعت کی لذت بھی چکھی بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یہ کلام بھی میرے حضرت والا کا ہے اور یہ موضوع ہوا ہے ذوالحجہ 1414 ہجری اور کراچی میں ذوالحجہ 1414 ہجری اور کراچی میں مضمون ہے رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہوں
سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو
آمین یہ اشعار تقریباً سب ہی دعائیہ شکل میں ہے دعا کی شکل میں ہے تو ذرا دل کی گہرائیوں سے آمین کہتے رہیے.
میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو. ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو, ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو, ایک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو. آمین. یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو. بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو, بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے, اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے, بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو, بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو. یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید, یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید, اور کیا چیز, رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو, رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو. عاصی اگر ہو متقی تر کے گناہ سے, عاصی اگر ہو متقی تر کے گناہ سے, چاہے کتنا ہی گنہگار کیوں نہ ہو لیکن اگر وہ گناہ چھوڑ دے گا اللہ کا ولی بن جائے گا. ان اولیاؤہ الا المتقون. عاصی اگر ہو متقی تر کے گناہ سے,
फिर ताज विलायत का वही ताजदार हो, फिर ताज विलायत का वही ताजदार हो। या रब फिदा हो तुझ पे इस अख्तर का हर नफस, या रब फिदा हो तुझ पे इस अख्तर का हर नफस, तौफीक ऐसी आपकी लैलो नहार हो, तौफीक ऐसी आपकी लैलो नहार हो, तौफीक ऐसी आपकी लैलो नहार हो। मेरे लबों पे जिक्र तेरा बार बार हो, फिर दिल बफैज़े जिक्र मेरा पुर बहार हो। आमीन या रब्बल आलमीन।
अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुह। الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and our sisters listening in at the madrasa, you have just heard again a repeat of the poetry of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. I explained to you in detail just last night that the poetry of the Arifs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the poetry of the Arifin, those who are Ahle Dil, it is not the poetry of Layla Majnoon. It is not the poetry that takes the person's heart to the material things of this world. It is not the poetry that is thought, pondered over, and great effort is put into composition of that. This is the poetry from their heart, and it is in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore it has an impact. As I explained, that from the heart, in the capsule of Noor, their words enter into our ears, and from our ears into our heart. It is when it comes out of their mouth, it is in the capsule of Noor, and that is what affects, because their hearts are purified. So we continue from where we left off, but just for those who may not have been here over the past three nights. Sajde mein sar ho chashm bhi yun ashkabar ho, O my beloved Allah, I desire from you that my head be in sajda, tears be rolling down my cheek, and the waterfall of your rahmat be falling over my head. And I explained to you that picture, that kafiyat, that the person is in sajda, tears are rolling from his eyes, fearing the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tears flow for both reasons. Sometimes a person cries out of love, and sometimes he cries out of fear. It happens that sometimes the person is so overjoyed, so excited, when he's given some good news, that he begins to tear. Tears of happiness, we say it's tears of happiness. And when he's given some sad story, some sad news, then he tears again. And this time we say that it is tears of sorrow, tears of sadness. So the ashik of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, sometimes he's shedding tears in the love of Allah Ta'ala, that, oh my Khaliq, oh my Malik, oh my Rabbah, how beloved you are, how much of your ihsan upon me, how much of ni'mat you have blessed me with. He looks at all the ni'mat upon himself and he tears out of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes looking at those ni'mats, he begins to think that I have not been able to do justice. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to me. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with sight, with hearing, with speech, with my heart, liver and lung all functioning. And he has given me wealth, property, good children, everything. But I haven't been able to do justice. I'm still committing so much of sins. So out of khawf of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, tears begin to flow from his eyes. Because we can't do justice to the ibadat. So he says, this must be my condition. That there must be a waterfall of your rahmat falling over my head. And my head must be in sajda. And tears must be flowing from my eyes. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. Because I explained that at length, I'm moving forward now. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. This also I explained at length. That our passions must not overwhelm. They must not be dominant. Passion Allah Ta'ala has created, but they must be اعتدال. It must be according to Sharia. The usage of those passions must be according to Sharia. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever he is pleased with, then the person must do. If he is displeased with, then the person must restrain himself. No matter how beautiful those faces, but if Allah Ta'ala says it is haram for you to look, then you must stay away. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Rahmatullah Ali, he has stated one very beautiful thing. He says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given the hukam first. What hukam has he given? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And then again, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, the same thing. Tell the believing men they must lower their gaze. And they must not have any kind of sexual relationship with anyone except their partners. They must protect themselves from zina, from adultery, from fornication. I'm giving the meaning. And the same for the women. So he says, what promise did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make on that? That if the person is going to lower his gaze from haram sights, then Allah Ta'ala will give him iman in his heart, the sweetness of which he will experience. He will get the sweetness, halawat al-iman, he will get the sweetness of iman in his heart. And you have heard that example many times, that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can put sweetness into sugarcane, Hazrat says that if Allah Ta'ala can put sweetness into sugarcane, what is sugarcane? Outwardly it's bamboo sticks. But if Allah Ta'ala can put sweetness into cane, cannot he put sweetness into the heart of a person? The sweetness of iman is something different. How many billions of tons of sugarcane have already been crushed in the mills, and we have had, I don't know how many tons, billions of tons of sugar from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam up till now. Now who is it that is putting that sweetness? Go and dig up that earth and see if you find any sweetness there. Take one 10 acres sugarcane farm. Because it's only sugar cane there, so there should be sugar in the earth. So if somebody says that it's coming from the earth, so let me take all the sand from here, and I will take it home also and do some grinding, mixing, and see if I can produce sugar from it. Will you ever get sugar from there? So it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is putting sweetness into that sugar cane, which is sweetening all our barfis and mitais. So cannot he give us halawat of iman? Isn't there some kind of sweetness also in that? Ask the arifs, ask those who have got Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, what kind of sweetness? They cannot explain it in words. It's not possible. There are so many experiences that we get sometimes after tahajjud, sometimes after zikr, sometimes in tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Different kinds of experience. And when somebody asks, what is that experience? We say, sorry, I don't know, I can't express it in words. How can we express it in words when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, La mithla lahu wa la mithala la. So when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you cannot really understand what he is, who he is. We can only reflect over his sifat, and that too we cannot get a proper understanding. Then where can we really explain what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat is and what kind of experience they get? So this is what he is saying, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. Because that is what is blocking our route to Allah Ta'ala. Lots of ibadat we are doing. Look at Haram Sharif. How much of tawafs, how much of umrahs, how much of hajj upon hajj people make. Then what is it that is blocking? Why is it that we can't seem to be reaching there? Because we got no control of our gaze. We got no control of the nafs from haram. We just can't go. We can't suppress our nafs. As the first share that Molna read, in that it was the same thing. That to give your head and to give your heart and to give everything, well, that all we understand. But khune arzu, to drink your blood of desires. The evil desires that come in the heart, to drink that blood, that is the ghiza of the awliya. You can't really differentiate between the awliya and the others when it comes to ibadat generally. The good and the bad make hajj, the good and the bad make namaz, the good and the bad give charities. In fact, sometimes more charities are given by those people who are not even making namaz, because they say that human consideration. So alhamdulillah, charity is a good thing, but together with all that must be the other things too. Namaz, roza, zakat, everything must go together. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, to koi judge. So first the person must have namaz, roza, zakat in his life. Then whether he's a gentleman, is a judge, is a jury, or is a scientist, or whoever he may be, then we will be happy. That is good. That kind of progress is very good, because we need scientists also, we need doctors, we need philosophers, we need mathematicians, we need engineers, we need everybody. But they must have first Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their lives. There must be deen in their lives. Then it is something of happiness. Then we'll make dua also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless him with even more. So he says, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. It must not become غالب. So that drinking of the blood of our evil desires, if the person does that, then that person is consuming the ghiza of the awliya. That is the food of the awliya. That any desire which is against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's desire, then no matter what pain comes on their heart, but they will fulfill the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they will not fulfill this demand of the nafs, as I explained last night with that incident of Mahmud and Ayaz about the breaking and the smashing of that pearl. That the hukam of Allah ta'ala comes first. So this shahwat and passion must not become ghalib. Now how will it not become ghalib? When the person will stay away from those areas where he will be tempted towards sin. So then it will become ghalib. Then the person will be tempted, and then he will reach a stage where he can't really control his passion. Then he will engage in zina, he will engage in watching the filth on the television, he will engage in going to the cinema, discos and theatres, because now the nafs has become ghalib. The mizaj of the nafs is like the dog, as I explained in that example of the park. That's the mizaj of the nafs. It just wants to run towards sins. It just wants to run towards sins. Now you have to put that leash of shariat over the nafs and then take it wherever you wish to. Dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. Not one thorn of ghair must remain in our heart. Bas tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Whichever direction I look, oh Allah, I must see you there. The moment some temptation comes, I must see my Allah, that He is watching. Koi dekhe ya na dekhe, Khuda dekh raha hai. During our madrasa days or school days, whether it was a qawwali or whatever it was, but the thing is, koi dekhe ya na dekhe, Khuda dekh raha hai. And Hazrat says, jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasama se. You can't hide from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sight. He is watching. Innaka labil mirsad. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's gaze is upon us. He is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. One person says, Mawlana, when I heard in your dua you saying, oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, then, oh Allah, you are aware of the movements of that ant. Then how can you not be aware of my movements? Now, it was time for his hidayat. He says, when I heard that in the dua, all those sins of that I used to commit in the dark or in the privacy of my home or my hotel room, he says, all those sins I made sincere tawbah from. That if Allah Ta'ala is aware of that little dark or that little black ant on a pitch black rock, so what if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has to seize me in that sinful action of mine? He says, I gave up my zina, I gave my haram TV viewing, and so many other sins. He said, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, I've given up all that. I said, MashaAllah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make you a sadqa jariya for me.
Amen.
So we do not know what affects whom. But that is actually the fact, that when we begin to picture that Allah ta'ala is watching us, and that is that sifat of ihsan that we have to make an effort to reach. As I explained, I think, in one of the majlises after Asr, that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, what is tasawwuf? Tasawwuf is, the beginning of tasawwuf is innamal a'malu bin niyat. And the completion of that is an ta'budallaha ka annaka tarah fa illam takun tarah fa innahu yarak. So we must say the same thing what Hazrat says in that poetry of his. He says, hum aisi lazzaton ko qabil e lanat samajhte hai ke jisse dosto rab mera naraz hota hai. We consider them as cursed pleasures. If my Rabb is unhappy and displeased, then they are cursed pleasures, because they will never bring happiness. How can you get happiness when Allah Ta'ala is displeased? Allah Ta'ala will make that person's life miserable. We all know what is the condition of our families and ourselves and our friends. Who is there that says today that I am living a life of happiness, or at least within the self? I've got tranquility, I've got peace of mind, I've got satisfaction, I've got contentment. Because of all the haram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sometimes makes one child become a drug addict. Now the person has got everything, but the child is gone so far, so the person also doesn't enjoy sleep, doesn't enjoy any peace. Allah must protect all of us. Sometimes one young daughter, she becomes a rebel and she goes away and marries some non-Muslim, and she says, to hell with you, I'm not interested in deen of Islam, na'uzubillah. So many like that. Now, where will that television viewing help, and where will all that haram that we gave them help now? We gave them that enjoyment. We said that you must have freedom. You must be broad-minded. So I always say that you must not be so broad-minded that your brains fall off. You must be broad-minded. You mustn't be so broad-minded that the brains also fall off, that we can't even think what is good for us and what is bad for us. So غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو. And if you find that the fire of shahwat and passions is becoming dominant, then straight away get down to zikrullah. Begin to think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and his sifat. As Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, that Allah ta'ala ordered uzkurullah, and that is the only thing, zikrullah, which will extinguish that fire of shahwat. دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. There should be no thorn in my heart of غیر. And again, for the benefit of those who were not here last night, that غیر is not money, غیر is not wife and children, غیر اللہ is not your business. That is not غیر اللہ. It becomes غیر اللہ when it diverts us from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Then it becomes غیر اللہ. It becomes cursed dunya when it diverts us from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an zikrillah. That is the important thing. That it must not divert us, it must not take us away, it must not cause us to go towards ghairullah, go towards nafs and shaitan. Our children, our wealth, if they are a means, or if they have been acquired, if our wealth has been acquired in a halal way and it is being used correctly, then it is a wasila for the akhirat. Our children also will become a wasila for the akhirat. They will be of help to us in the hereafter if we have given them the proper bringing and training, or we have done our duty at least. Sometimes a father, a mother goes out of their way. Parents go out of their way. They do everything to try and bring the child on track, but the child just doesn't come on track. He's gone to drugs, drink, vices. So then those parents must not be too disappointed also. They must not think it's an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon them. And sometimes they say, Mawlana, we did everything right, we don't know where we went wrong. What went wrong? Sometimes it's a test. That kind of awlad is a test. That kind of problem that this person is experiencing, it's a test from Allah Ta'ala. Some Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his wife, she was a kafira. In the same way, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father, how much he tried, but his father wouldn't accept. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his son, how much he tried. Now you think Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who made tabligh for 950 years, he won't make an effort on his son? So was it an azab for Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? So these are examples there also for us to take lessons from, that sometimes it happens, but that is a test from Allah Ta'ala. Just like in sickness, in disease, in poverty, it's for the good and the bad. For the good, Allah Ta'ala is using it as an elevation of their rank and status and position, and is testing them sometimes, and he'll give them much more in return. And for the evil ones, it is an azab. It creates restlessness. So غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. So this is what he is seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that these tears of repentance must flow from the eyes. Look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ali Majmain, the Khulafai Rashideen, what fears they had. Then why are they crying? Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whole night, my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he cries reading this ayat. Oh Allah, if you punish them, then they are your servants, they are your slaves. You can do what you wish to, nobody can stop you. But if you forgive them, then you are mighty, you are wise. Oh Allah, nobody is going to question you that why you forgave them. That is what it means. Ya Allah, forgive them. That is what he's saying. Forgive them. Because you are Aziz, there's nobody that can question you. The whole night he is crying. So many hadiths we get of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's crying. In the sajda he is crying, his place of sajda is wet with his tears. In his ihram he is crying, his ihram becomes wet with his tears. When he attaches himself at the multazam, he tears so much, the tears flow as if a river is flowing from the eyes of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Arafat, Maidan, how much he cries. How much he cries there. Now which sin Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam committed? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I wish I was a blade of grass. Read in the Hikayat al-Sahaba of Sheikh Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, how many incidents have been given there. I wish I was a blade of grass that was eaten by some beast and that was the end of my life. I wish I was a tree that was cut. And he's crying. When he's making tahajjud, he's crying. When he's reading the Quran Sharif, he's crying. What were they crying over? Loss of property. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the Ashra Mubashara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives him the glad tidings of Jannat, but yet look at his condition. Once he was reading Salat, he came across one ayat, he collapsed. And he had such a high temperature for a number of days that people used to come and make iyadat. And what was it? Fear. He says, I wish my mother had not given birth to me. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he tears so much at the graveside that he never used to tear like that anywhere else. When he goes to a graveyard and he sees the grave, his beard used to come wet with his tears. And when we go to the graveyard, what discussions we engage in? Does the grave even remind us now that one day we are going to also be coming to this qabristan? We just wait that the Imam Sahib is going to make dua now. So while before he's making dua, then we find an opportunity to talk. But we won't say that let me also get away in some corner of this graveyard whilst they are covering the grave. Then let me get engaged in reflecting over my own life, that one day I'm going to also come here and turn to dust. And I have to answer Munkar and Nakir also. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala is crying. One Sahabi, he cried so much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that you made the angels also weep. Another Ansari Sahabi, he was reading Tahajjud, and after Tahajjud he says, "Oh Allah, I am crying to you that protect me from the azab of Jahannam." And in this fear of the azab of Jahannam, he cried so much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that you also made the angels weep. Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he tears, he cries, he weeps. His wife looks at him and says, "Why are you weeping?" So his wife looks at him, she starts weeping too. So he asks her that, "Why are you weeping?" He said, "That which made you cry makes me cry too." She didn't even ask him what made him cry, but he says, "That which makes you cry makes me cry also." Look at the love and the muhabbat that the Sahaba-e-Kiram had for their wives and the wives had for their husbands. That is the lesson that we take from there. That here there's a wife, the husband is crying, she didn't even ask him for what you are crying, but she starts weeping. That if my husband is crying, then there's something that's really causing him some pain. What is that pain? She didn't even ask him and she starts weeping with him. Now, do we get this kind of examples today? Today, if the husband cries, he cries alone. And if the wife cries, she cries alone. They were the true examples of Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. You are a garment unto them and they are a garment unto you. They felt the pains for their husband. And the husbands were considerate. They were also the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so they fulfilled the rights of the wives. There was such love, such muhabbat, such affection. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala united their hearts because they practiced upon the teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we distance ourselves from the teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more quarrels, arguments, fights will arise. So he is also crying. So then he says that, "I am crying because I am thinking of Pul Sirat. I don't know whether I will be able to cross Pul Sirat and enter into Jannat, or I will fall into the fire of Jahannam. That Pul Sirat is making me cry." Now, which night did we ever think of Pul Sirat and shed a few tears? And the Pul Sirat of this world is the following of the Sharia. That's the Pul Sirat. If you follow the Sharia properly here, then it will be easy to cross the Pul Sirat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when the tears roll from a person's eyes and falls on his cheek, the face which is touched by the tears of nadamat and shame and khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that face won't go into the fire of Jahannam. So now it can't be that the face is safe from the fire of Jahannam, but the body will go. It can't be like that. If the face is saved, then it means the whole body is saved. So then we say, but some people now and again they tear, but after that they do a lot of wrong things too. So if they keep tearing over their sins, then there is great hope that inshallah before this person's death come, Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of sincere tawbah, where he will pay them whatever that is due to people, or he will make sincere tawbah from all the other sins, and he will also make his namaz qaza to whatever extent he can, then Allah Ta'ala will overlook and forgive the balance. But Allah will create the conditions if he keeps on crying over his sins. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there anyone who can enter Jannat without any reckoning?" He said, "Yes, those people who cry over their sins." The fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Hazrat Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi said that the moment I get the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that means taqwa, then it opens up a new door of knowledge for me. The students of Darul Ulooms who are here, that in with taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the mind, new uloom come into that heart. Alayka bi taqwa Allah, fa innahu ra'sul amri kulli. So there are so many incidents of this nature, so many. So did these people get depressed with their tears? There was no depression. These were not those tears that bring depression. Because after that dua, for example, in which a person cries before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he is sincere, if he is really crying over his sins, wallah, I tell you that immediately after that dua, it seems as if one burden has been removed from the person's body. Like some weight was on that heart, and the person experiences as if there is a removal of that weight from his heart. Now if we get that kind of experience with our du'as, which in which we don't even have sincerity and ikhlas sometimes, but Allah Ta'ala gives us that experience. So how can it cause depression? Yes, there must not be so much of fear that the person loses hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. It must be balanced. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, if I am told that everyone will go to hell and only one person will go to Jannat, then I have hope in Allah Ta'ala that I will be the one that will go to Jannat. And if I am told that everyone will go to Jannat and only one person will go to hell, then I fear that I may be that one that will go to hell. Look at that. What a beautiful example. What a beautiful statement. That means there's a balance between khawf and fear. That the person has got high hopes also, because Allah is Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving, and He wants us to return to Him. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. That is my talafi, O my Allah. I don't have anything else with me. I am a sinful servant of yours. But O Allah, the only thing I can do is shed a few tears from my eyes and express my regret, my remorse, my shame over what deeds I have committed. I don't brag about my sins. I'm not happy. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. I'm feeling restless. A Muslim becomes restless. He does not express any kind of happiness after commission of sin. Hazrat Rabia, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes in Miraj. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has got a container. He asks him, what is in this container? He says, in this container are the tears of the ummatis of yours who were shedding tears of nadamat and shame and repentance. So it shows that our tears which flow here are gathered in that container of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Ha, what a ne'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. Jo gire idhar zami par, mere ashk ke sitare. Jo gire idhar zami par, mere ashk ke sitare. To chamak utha falak par, meri bandagi ka tara. Jo gire idhar zami par, mere ashk ke sitare. To chamak utha falak par, meri bandagi ka tara. When fell on the ground here the stars of my tears, then the star lit up in the heavens of my bandagi. That I'm a banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there's nothing to lose hope. My Allah is very merciful, He's very forgiving. We must have great hopes that no matter how far we may have gone, all that is required is some sincere tears of repentance. Return to Him, return to Him. Allah Ta'ala Himself has created all the conditions for us so that we may return to Him. Sometimes He sends down some azab, and that azab is also rahmat for the ummah. As Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quranic verse, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas liyuziqahum ba'dha allazi amilu la'allahum yarji'oon. Fasad has appeared. Land and seas, everywhere there's nothing but fasad. And what does Allah Ta'ala say? ظہر الفساد فی البر والبحر. On land and sea, Allah, fasad has appeared. Bima kasabat aydin nas. It is our doings, it's our actions, it's our evil and haram and all the commission of our sins which is causing all this fasad. But Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, so that we may give them a taste of some of their doings. Allah is not even punishing us for all our doings. How merciful He is. Just some of our doings, some of our evil, He just gives us a little taste of that. And for what? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is not punishing because He's enjoying it. Na'uzu billah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not like a beast or some wild animal that likes to devour, or like those who are gone worse than animals, that it gives them joy and happiness when they slaughter and massacre and kill and shoot and bomb and loot and burn and raise to the grounds, and it gives them happiness. You find them smiling in the pictures when they do that. So Allah Ta'ala is not like that. Allah doesn't want to give punishment. He wants to give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. He wants to give us sukoon in this world also. So what does He say? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That is why He sent it. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. Oh Allah, I keep on taking Your name. Repeatedly I take Your name. Because the more you take the name of the beloved, the more the love increases. Majnu was writing in the air, in the atmosphere, name of Layla, Layla, Layla. When he was on the ground also, you'll find him writing Layla, Layla, Layla. He was gone mad over Layla. But these buzrugs have given us that misal to show that here the person in the love of a woman, if he's gone so crazy and so mad, then is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love less than the love of Layla? So this zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it will bring noor into the heart and it will suppress that flame of passion which is rising in our hearts. پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو. ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو. ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو. With your remembrance of Allah, our hearts receive kind of tranquility, peace, sukoon, qarar. And forgetting You, our hearts become restless, becomes beqarar. How if a child has gone missing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must protect everybody. It is the most difficult pain to take on the heart. If a person's 3-year-old, 2-year-old child is gone missing, and there's no sign of the child, then if that person is a fit, healthy person, 200 kg in weight too, you look at him after a few days and few months, and you will find that the person has gone skin and bones in the tears that he sheds. Because one is, if the child died, then at least you give janaza, you give kafan dafan, and you know that at least you buried the child. But if the child is gone and now you don't know where, and 1 minute the newspaper says that there was some information that it was in the north, and 1 minute it was in the south, and 1 minute somebody saw the shoe of the child in some jungle, but no sign, then just imagine what a kind of restlessness the person experiences. That is the kind of restlessness we must experience after committing any kind of sin. That is the kind of restlessness we must experience. That beloved child can cause so much of grief, then we have distanced ourselves from our Allah. What kind of grief and sorrow must come on our heart? ہم اللہ سے دور ہو گئے گناہ اور نافرمانی کر کے تو دل کے اوپر کیسا صدمہ ہونا چاہیے. We should forgo our breakfast, we should forgo our lunch sometime and say, I will not have breakfast until I have made plenty of tawbah. The person must cry. شکر ہے درد دل مستقل ہو گیا اب تو شاید میرا دل بھی دل ہو گیا. شاہ محمد احمد صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اسے شکر ہے درد دل مستقل ہو گیا اب تو شاید میرا دل بھی دل ہو گیا. That درد دل بھی must become مستقل. There's enough there still to go, inshallah it will carry on for another few majlises, it looks like. He said, Dard-e dil must become mustaqil, that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must become mustaqil in the heart. It must not be that one minute we are Bayazid Bustami, and the other minute we are the brothers of Shaitan, or we are Nange Yazid. One minute you find the person in with his tahajjud, and with his ishraq, and with his awwabin, and with his duas, and with his zikr, and tilawat, and gush, and talim, and tabligh, and khanqa, and zikrullah, and everything. You think, now this person has already reached the arsh. And then when the person comes out of the masjid, then after that shaitan also feels ashamed of some of the sins that he commits. There is no such thing as razi rahe rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. Ganga ka ashnam bhi kiya, hajj kaaba bhi kiya, ganga ka ashnam bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi, razi rahe rahman bhi. So you can't make both khush. Dono ko khush nahi kar sakte. You have to decide, who do you want to make khush? Who do we want to make khush? Allah or shaitan? And shaitan has declared that he is our enemy. Shaitan has declared it openly. He's not even ashamed. He has said it, I'm your enemy. So now to make the enemy one's friend, is it a sensible thing? But as human beings, we can make mistakes. We can err, we can fault. But then what should we do? We should go put our head in sajda, shed tears of repentance, and then ask Allah Ta'ala to have the waterfall of rahmat falling over us. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, on one day he was in a garden and he saw a bird flying. He says, "Oh bird, how fortunate you are, how lucky you are. You eat, you drink, you fly under the shade of trees, and then you die. And there is no reckoning for you on the day of Qiyamah. Ha, bird, I wish I was you." Sitting in the Haram Sharif, I was looking at those birds going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. The same thing came before me, this hadith. Looking at them, I said, "Oh, you birds, how lucky you are. You make tawaf of the Kaaba. You go round and round and round. You get the opportunity to sit on the Kaaba Sharif. You cross the noor and the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that's coming on the Kaaba Sharif dozens of times. You drink the water of Zamzam, which is in those cans there and in those containers there. When you come down and you descend, you drink water of Zamzam. When you are on top there, you get a bird's eye view of the million people making sajda. Oh bird, you get a bird's eye view of the million people that are making sajda. Oh bird, you look at the people making tawaf. You make it look at the people clinging to the multazam and shedding tears. Ha, oh birds, how fortunate you are. I wish I was in your place, because when you die also there's no reckoning for you. And even in this life there's such a wonderful ni'mat for you. Unlike our birds which are in Africa or some other jungles, how fortunate those birds are. I wish, I say, oh Allah, you had made me one of these birds. So we say, how long? We say, how long are we going to carry on like this? How long do we have to make ibadat? Why we have to make ibadat? We have to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until our death comes. Until our death comes, we have to carry on. There's no question of jumping out halfway. Ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai. Ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai. Raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, وہ اس سفر کے قابل نہیں ہے. راہ میں تھک کے جو بیٹھ جائے وہ اس سفر کے قابل نہیں ہے. In this road of عشق there is no manzil or station that you go and stop there, then now I reached Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, finish. You just carry on in the عشق of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person who gets tired and sits down on the way, then he is not fit for this journey. Then he must not make loud claims that I'm a believer in Allah, I'm a believer in Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got ishq and muhabbat for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Allah ta'ala says, if you got ishq, then get up for fajr namaz, he says, no, I can't get up. If you got ishq for me, then give zakat, say, no, that's difficult, we have to part with money. If you got ishq, then fast, he says, no, that I can't do because I get ulcers if I don't eat to them. Lots of people, they only get ulcers in Ramadan. To go for Hajj, say, how can I leave my business and go? So then what kind of ishq is that? Ishq ki raah par chalne waalo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai. Raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, wo is safar ke qabil nahi hai. تو سفینہ بڑھائے چلا جا ڈوبنے کی نہ کچھ فکر فرما. تو سفینہ بڑھائے چلا جا ڈوبنے کی نہ کچھ فکر فرما. غم کے دریا میں خضر محبت صرف طوفاں ہے ساحل نہیں ہے. تو سفینہ بڑھائے چلا جا ڈوبنے کی نہ کچھ فکر فرما. غم کے دریا میں خضر محبت صرف طوفاں ہے ساحل نہیں ہے. Don't fear to drown in the ocean of love of Allah تبارک و تعالی. Yes, in the love of some illicit beloved, the person may drown. He will have to commit suicide. In the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, let your boat keep on sailing. Don't fear those storms ahead, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who will take you through those storms. If there are storms also, Allah is the one who will take you along. He will give you the tawfiq of sabr. But in this ocean of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, don't fear, just go ahead with your boat, carry on sailing. Tu safina badhaye chala ja dubne ki na kuch fikr farma. غم کے دریا میں خضر محبت صرف طوفاں ہے ساحل نہیں ہے. ان کے رخ سے تو جلوے چرا کر جگمگاتا ہے دنیا کو شبر. ان کے رخ سے تو جلوے چرا کر جگمگاتا ہے دنیا کو شبر. مگر یہ اہل نظر جانتے ہیں خود ہنسی ماہ کامل نہیں ہے. The shine of the moon is from the light of the sun. In the same way, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it had not been for him, you would not have had the sun, the moon, the stars, the masjids, the Kaaba Sharif, the minbar, the minaras, nothing. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na Kaaba, na Makkah, Madina. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na Kaaba, na Makkah, Madina. اگر محمد نہ ہوتے تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. My dear beloved students from the Darul Uloom who have spent 5 days here, I make a lot of dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give you ilm, amal, and make you the leaders of the ummat. Allah Ta'ala make you the Junaid Baghdadis of our time, the Shiblis of our time, the Razis of our time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make you the muballighs of our time. Allah ta'ala make you the mujahids of our time. And Allah ta'ala make all of us also with your tufail all the same that we have asked for you. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. They are leaving tomorrow, so that's why we are telling them that we are sending, making rukhsati of them. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ay Allah, ay Rahim, Kareem Allah, ay mere Sattar, Ghaffar Allah, ay mere maaf karne wale Allah, ay mere raham karne wale Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Ay Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we are sinful servants of yours. We are extending these begging bowls, oh my Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ay Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. You are well aware of everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ay Allah, it is only your ihsan and your fazal that you did not seize us the moment we were committing sins. You could have destroyed us there and there. You could have brought about embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us. Ay Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed up till now. Oh Allah, we have no intention of returning to them. Oh Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ay Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ay Allah, accept the little ibadah that we have made. Ay Allah, we know it is not worthy of presentation before you. But oh Allah, you accept it according to your shan. Ay mere pyare khuda, puri ummat muslima par raham farma, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ay Allah, sare alam ke andar aaj musalman pareshan hai. We are being pushed from pillar to post. Oh Allah, we are being bombarded left, right and center. Ay Allah, our homes are being razed to the ground. Oh Allah, the kuffar and the mushrikeen, they take away the lives of our innocent children and our women. Oh my beloved Allah, even Masjid Aqsa is not safe. Ay mere Allah, tu raham farma musalmano par. Allah, Kashmir mein, Hindustan mein, Afghanistan mein, Chechnya, Bosnia aur khas karke Palestine mein. Ay Allah, tamam mujahideen Islam ki bharpoor madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, haramain sharifain ki har fitne se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Ay Allah, har kisam ki maasiyat aur gunah se hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, bless us with your closeness, with your marifat, with tawakkul, with zuhud, with qanaat. Ay Allah, bless us with such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ay Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ay Allah, all the goodness that he asked for the ummat, bless us with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness, the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, hum bahut hi napak hai, gande hai, siyakar hai. Mere Allah, agar tune maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ki hum gando ko kon qubool karega. O Allah, who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اے اللہ اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری او اللہ if you are not mine nothing is mine and if you are ours او اللہ everything is ours اے اللہ تو ہمارا بن جا ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے اللہ ہمیں دور مت کر. With the time of our death comes, O Allah, call us to Madinah Tayyibah. bless us with shahadatin madina tayyiba and bariyali jannatul baqi. موت کے وقت کو ایسی تجلی دکھلا دے کہ ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آئے. اے اللہ یہ طلبہ جو دار العلوم کے آئے ہوئے ہیں، اللہ ان کے آنے کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ ان کے علم کے اندر عمل کے اندر خوب ترقی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ان سب کو اولیاء صدیقین کی نسبت عطا فرما، اے اللہ سب کو دین کی خدمت کے لیے دور اور دراز کے لیے قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله